Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A bill to allow the growth of hemp has been filed at the Georgia State Capitol. GPB's Ross Terrell explains what's in it.
The recently passed federal farm bill included a provision legalizing the cultivation of industrial hemp, but states get to decide what hemp is. Tom McCain leads Peachtree Normal, an advocacy group pushing to legalize marijuana.
If you plant 7 acres and your neighbor says, hey, Sheriff, old Tom over there, he's growing some hemp or growing some marijuana, then you're going to get arrested because hemp does not exist in Georgia.
McCain says it doesn't exist because hemp and marijuana are both cannabis. Georgia hasn't defined the difference between the two. The legislation does that based on levels of THC, which for hemp must be below 0.3%. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The Georgia Attorney General issued 2 citations against a former City of Atlanta employee today for violating state open records law. Jenna Garland was press secretary under former Mayor Kasim Reed. An investigation found on 2 occasions in March 2017, Garland allegedly advised a spokeswoman for the city's Department of Watershed Management to delay providing public information requested by WSB-TV. Garland has not commented publicly on the allegations. Grand jury transcripts in the unsolved lynching of 2 black couples 70 years ago in Georgia are now being unsealed. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals today agreed with a lower court's decision to allow historian and writer Anthony Pitch see the documents. In July 1946, George and May Murray Dorsey and Roger and Dorothy Malcolm were murdered by a white mob at Moore's Ford Bridge in Walton County. That's in northeast Georgia. The government tried to keep the records sealed, citing the secrecy of grand jury proceedings. And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.